Phone Hacks.
Hey guys, if you are looking for a new podcast, check out the Phone Hacks podcast with comedians me, Mike Goldstein, and Nick Capper.
Yep. Yeah, it's a podcast where we go through each other's phones, and we also have a special guest. We go through their phones. So the results are both cringy and funny.
Also sending hacks from each other's accounts on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. It's been ruining our lives, but it's been highly entertaining. So make sure you get in on it. It's on the Nearly Network as well. Check it out.
Yep, please check it out because we've sacrificed a lot.
The debrief is supported by Beyond Rest. Beyond Rest provides the most relaxing flotation tank experience in Australia. Locations across Melbourne. Visit beyondrest.com.au.
All right, yeah, we'll be in touch.
It's Dave O'Neill here on the debrief, and I'm in a car in Sydney with one and only Harley Breen.
And code word, that's I'm in a car, means you're in a private vehicle, not a taxi.
We've been
picked up by a private driver.
What's your name, sir?
Chris, that's right.
It's all right, I've done debriefs in these sort of cars before.
I did
one with Colin Lane when we were doing a gig in Queensland. But we're up here for a very special occasion, Harley Breen. This is a very special edition of the debrief because we're both here for the launch of Pilot Week.
That's right.
Channel 10's great venture where they're putting 8 new shows on, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a show.
I have a show called Taboo.
And I've got a show called Dave. So my show's a sitcom.
Yeah.
Basically about my life. But tell us about your show. I've read a bit. It sounds really interesting.
Well, it's easy just to talk about the pilot episode, which is essentially I went away with 4 disabled people for a holiday.
Where'd you go?
We went to the Southern Highlands in New South Wales.
Oh, my gosh.
To Barrel.
Barrel's nice.
Not to Barrel, but anyway, that was
near there.
And I think that was the closest major town.
I think they film
town.
A lot of those Biggest Loser sort of shows in Barrel, because it's close to Sydney.
So we were out there, and we just did normal things like you do on a holiday.
How disabled are the people that you were with?
So there's four different, very different people. One girl was was born with SMA, which she told me what that stands for, but I wasn't listening. It's child version of motor neuron disease.
Oh, okay, cool. Yep. Well, not cool, but yeah, I know what you mean.
And then there's Sam, who had a car accident, had 2 car accidents actually in 45 minutes. And she is paralysed on one side of her body,
like a stroke victim.
Jace went to a trampolining centre and
I always wonder about them.
Jumped off a trampoline into a foam pit, did a couple of flips, and he is a complete paraplegic from the sternum down. And Qua was in a high speed motor vehicle accident as a passenger and lost both his legs.
Oh my.
The driver is a vegetable and the front passenger died on impact.
So you've got to hang out with them and then make humour with them.
Yes, and then, so I hung out with them for the week. 85% of the show is the documentary of us just hanging out and going, we went on a couple of excursions and had dinner and played pool and played croquet and things like that.
Yeah.
And then 15% of the show is stand-up where I perform material based on them, their stories and our experiences together, and I perform it to them and their friends and family.
Oh, how'd that go? That would be very nerve-wracking.
I actually, I don't know what they've cut up and what they've put in the show because they only needed about 7 minutes of stand-up. So I performed on the night for about 50 minutes and about 20 to 30 minutes of that was on brand.
Gee.
And honestly, it's one of the best gigs I've ever done.
Yeah, right.
Because the stakes were so high, the nerves and the energy in the room was so high. Everyone was both nervous and intrepid about what I was going to do, as I was. I was my own warm-up, because there was no other way to do it, because I needed to ingratiate.
I remember you told me that, you're going to do the warm-up,
Well, I need to ingratiate myself
it's a great
to be
idea.
As quick as possible.
It's a great idea. When I go on TV shows, I used to always go in the ad break and go, guys, my mum and dad are watching, just laugh, I don't care. If you don't find me funny, please laugh.
Just make it look like I'm succeeding.
Yeah.
So the audience were amazing, and because most of them, I would say the vast majority of the audience...
Were friends
and family.
Yeah.
It was like doing a really soft roast, basically.
And so this is a Scandinavian format, is it? So
this is from Belgium.
Oh, Belgium. So is it a Belgium comic who does it over there?
Yes.
Or?
So he's done, I believe he's certainly done one series. Maybe there's 2, but he's done episodes like terminally ill, obesity, I think
refugees.
He did a racism one. Maybe right. It was refugees.
Yeah.
I believe there was possibly a trans one, and that's definitely being floated as a possibility for us if we go to series.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, it was a raging success in Belgium, and 17 different countries bought the rights to it.
And Australia was one of them.
Yeah. And then I've become the face of it in Australia.
Well, you're, in a way, you're a perfect choice because you're funny, but you also got a lot of heart. You're a big-hearted guy.
I'm a big-hearted man.
I've heard that said about you.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Who's been saying those things? I'm fond of
them. One of the guys at Channel 10 said, you're a Harley, and he's got a lot of heart. He's got a lot of heart. And it's true. And so when they approached it, how did you take the launch of Pilot Week? Because we're part of the, as I call it, the Hateful Eight. Some of the eight white men. But people don't know.
No mention of Sam Dastyari there.
Well, he actually said to me, well, I don't even know him, but he did ring me up and said, being called a white man is the best thing that's ever happened to him. He said, you should see what they call me normally.
Yeah. Look.
So what basically people don't know, when it was released in the Herald Sun and the Telegraph, they had a photo of the eight people that were fronting the shows.
Yes.
And they're all essentially white men.
Yes.
Me and you being one, Rove, Kyle, Heath, Franklin.
Yeah.
But, I mean, some of the photos are incorrect because Heath, for example, is in an ensemble show.
He's in an ensemble cast.
And I've got a cast. I've got Emily Tahini as my wife. I've got Geraldine Hickey in my show.
And essentially, the through line, the glue that holds the stories together is me in the show. So each episode, the only constant will be me. So, look,
yeah, but you're dealing with an incredibly diverse...
Exactly.
People have never been seen on TV before, some of these people.
The concept of the show is diversity.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I made a joke in the pilot episode, which is, and as an able-bodied straight white man, what better person for the job? And they put that in the promos.
So where were you when that... So it was a Sunday when that photo came out in the paper, and one of my kids was going through the paper, and he goes, Dad, you're in the paper. I'm like, what? And I saw the launch of Pilot Week. I went, oh, great. And then I just went, oh, no.
Yeah, well...
And my wife said, what's wrong? I said, social media backlash. And she went, oh, no, where are the women? I said... Yeah,
yep.
We're other women.
Yeah, well, I was on a cruise ship with Heath Franklin.
That's amazing.
And you've done cruises before,
no,
have you?
No.
Well, you go in and out of reception
yeah.
And so all of a sudden my phone would just go off because there was a whole Twitter feed that I was tagged in, and I was like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And I had no idea that it had been launched and announced,
yeah.
And I also didn't have a real clear concept that I was involved in Pilot Week.
Really?
I knew that I was...
I didn't know some of the other shows.
No.
I knew you were doing one because you told me. I knew Troy Kinney was doing one.
That's right.
But that was about it. That was about all I knew about.
Yeah, I didn't know that it was... Well, I guess what I mean... I knew that my show was going to go up during this period of time, but I didn't know that it was going to be pitched as this complete package
thing. Yeah.
The only connection I've got with your show is that I know you.
Yeah,
that's it.
I know.
I don't know. Same with Heath. Heath's one of my closest mates in comedy. I didn't even know anything about his show.
So, I didn't even know he was in that show.
Nah,
I knew there was a sketch show.
And they used a picture of Chopper, not even Heath.
He's not even doing Chopper in the show.
No, he's not even,
But, you know, they could have rung up me, whoever they are, and said, have you got a cast photo of you and your wife or me and Dilrik?
Yes.
He's my mate in the show, but... No, they just used old stock photos. One of me is 4 years old or five
Well, they could have
old.
Used... Yeah, that same as mine. And they could have used me in a picture with three people in wheelchairs and one person that's double amputee. You know,
there we go.
There you go. That's a...
Diversity right there.
A good image, but... Yeah, so...
Yeah, it was... So you're on a cruise ship. And Heath lose his mind?
Oh, Heath was all right on the cruise ship, I think. He could kind of keep separate of it a bit. I think it started to get a bit much when there was... show after show, having a go.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, of course. Now, what do we expect tonight? We're going to a hotel, and they're going to get people from each show up.
Well, this is another surprise to me. I didn't know this. So, my manager was like, "Hey, do you want to go to Sydney and have a drink with everybody that's doing this pilot?" I'm like, "Yeah, fucking all right."
I thought it was a party.
I'll go and have a party, and then they go, "We've just sent you through the schedule for the party." I'm like, what sort of nervous fucking party needs a schedule?
Or does come out at 5?
It's when you're on stage. Hold on, what am I on stage for?
I know.
You're being interviewed in front of everybody. Oh, that'll be a good crowd.
Who's doing the interviewing?
Angela Bishop.
Oh, she's nice.
She's lovely.
Yeah, I know her.
I've met her a couple of times before.
Yeah.
She knows what she's doing, certainly in the realm of entertainment. But anyway, so we'll do that, I guess. I'll have to hold off the gas a bit so I can answer the question. But one of the questions apparently I'm being asked is how I coped with the morality of the jokes I was doing.
The morality?
Yeah,
I suppose she's saying you're making jokes about people in wheelchairs, but But they're sitting in front of you and you've hung out with them, so
well,
there is no...
But there's a difference between making jokes about people in wheelchairs and making jokes about four people that I got to know.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a huge difference.
Of course there is. They're making jokes about, you know, your friends.
Yeah,
your
that's
family.
Right. Well, that's what I do as a stand-up. That's what you do.
Yes.
We're quite similar in that respect. We do autobiographical,
we do
introspective comedy.
We do, and all that'll be on show tonight. Oh,
yeah.
I don't know what she's asking me, so I assume, where did you come up with this idea? Well, it's based on my life. Maybe I'll just do the whole, I'll do that. You know, occasionally on radio, you've done radio, where you get that person who just stonewalls you?
Yes.
That gives you yes or no answers.
Yeah, yeah,
like, the person I'm thinking about is Avril Lavigne.
Oh.
Just like, was given a yes.
Did you
no.
ever interview her?
Hughie did. I think, maybe it was there, I can't remember, but her interview was just all this yes, no, yes, no, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Skater boy.
I had a few of those.
Oh, then. Anyway, keep listening to the debrief. I'll check in with some other people that are there at the launch, and I might talk to you after the launch.
All right.
Carly,
great.
When you'll be freshly lubed up.
I'll just be half cut.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't mean like lube. I mean like alcohol. And of course, your show is called Taboo, and it's on the Tuesday. It's on next Tuesday, basically.
Yeah,
this next
Tuesday.
Week.
Yeah, yeah.
8:30, Channel 10.
Yeah, prime time.
And then it'll be on all the catch-up stuff on Channel 10 too.
Yes.
So it sounds like a great show. Good luck, Harley.
Thanks, mate.
Not that we're competitors. But
no, not at all.
We are.
We're both of us will get a series. Dave and Taboo.
Yeah, that'll be it. Hey, guys, this is a great sponsor. The Debrief is supported by Beyond Rest. Now, if you want to get into a flotation tank around the Melbourne area, this is the place to do it. I've had a crack, and it's very relaxing. Beyond Rest provides the most relaxing flotation tank experiences in Australia. Locations across Melbourne. Visit beyondrest.com.au. On with the show. It's Dave O'Neill, and I'm back on the Debrief, and I'm in my hotel room now, and I'm joined by Troy Kinney. How are you, Troy?
Oh, it's great to be here.
Isn't it? Is it what?
Well, and you're, this is a good room. This is impressive. Mine's not like this.
Oh, really?
No.
Does this mean my pilot will get up and yours won't?
I'm starting to get that impression.
And so what is your show? Is your show... Because, I mean, I remember seeing your show on 7 Mate.
Yeah.
And is it an extension of that, or...?
Yeah, basically, it's obviously tried to keep the same sort of style and the same tone, if you will. But it's got some live elements now, so...
Are you doing live sketches?
Yeah, so there's me, you know, we sort of adapted a bit of Key and Peele, a bit of Dave Chappelle. So it's got me doing some, we call them rants, it's essentially stand-up. But I don't really throw to any sketches, we try to keep it all...
Yeah.
So it's all content. But there is some live sketches as well. And every now and then, like... I mean, I'm talking already as if it's a series, but in this particular episode, we made it clear we can have a special guest on to play a game with.
Oh, did you do that?
We did that with Millsy.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So we played, it was a game that Josh Lawson and I did with each other about 5 years ago when we did a podcast.
You were friends.
Yeah.
He's Hollywood now, isn't he?
Yeah, so we did a podcast before podcasts were actually cool, so.
And before, but the thing is, people can listen to podcasts now because of smartphones, but back then it was really hard.
Nah, yeah, it was like we were trying to land something on the moon, the setup we had. And the game, well, back then we called the game 10 and 3 for the purpose of the TV show. It was 5 and 3. And all it is I got to ask Millsy 5 questions. He's allowed to pass on 3 of them. Once he uses all his passes, he has to answer. So it's sort of like a chess game how bad are the questions going to be. So
did one involve Paris Hilton?
Yes.
Did he pass on that or?
Yes, I think he did, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
He didn't even let me finish the question, actually. But the one I did with Josh Lawson was a favorite. That was back when he was going out with Rachel Taylor.
Oh.
And she was on the TV show. This is just give you a good example of what the sort of the questions are. She was on the TV show Charlie's Angels. And I knew he didn't like the show, but she didn't know he didn't like it.
Oh, my God.
And so we set rules aside. We set rules up as we were starting the game. I said, so your main rule is we're not allowed to talk about Rachel. He goes, yeah, well, it's nothing to do with her. Why joke her into this? I said, all right, question one. Do you like the show Charlie's Angels? And he squirmed for about 2 minutes before he actually answered. And he said yes. And I know she heard it.
Is he still in Hollywood?
Yes, but he comes back and forth now. So he's looking to do more work over in Australia.
Yeah. He did Pilot Week, didn't he? Yeah. not this Pilot Week. He did their pilot.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, of course. Yeah, he was. Well, here's the example of what we got to set ourselves up for, the cutthroat industry. He did a pilot that got picked up. And he's like, oh, awesome. This is in one phone call. Oh, hang on, you haven't let me finish, but they're replacing you with Max Greenfield.
Whoa. And Greenfield's from The New Girl?
Yeah, The New Girl. So basically
that's like really good news and really bad news in 10 seconds flat.
So it's an example of
if you do get to that point where you've got a lot of pull and power. So they offered, the network offered that to, they wanted Green Maxfield from the start. He said no. Then they came back to him and said, oh, it's been picked up as a series. He said, okay, I'll do it.
Oh, that'd be so hurtful. So hurtful. Yeah. But yeah, I suppose you just got to pick up your...
What other Josh Lawson stories have I got for your podcast?
I'm interviewing basically Josh Lawson by, what's that word? By proxy. I'm trying to remember because I always reminisce on this podcast where I first met you, and I was just sitting in my hotel room waiting for my hamburger. Tough life.
Oh, it is here, sorry.
It's here, right. It was okay. It was okay. It's got a wholemeal bun, which is...
Oh, well, yeah, that's... That's not a good start, is it?
And also downstairs in the bar, it's all vegan food.
Is it?
Yes.
That's why Natalie Tran's agreed to come.
Oh, at least you're vegan.
Yeah, she's coming tonight.
Well, I don't mind vegan food, but I do like the choice of... I said, does anywhere around here serve meat? And the guy goes, no. Okay, well, whatever. Whatever. Anyway, I'm pretty sure I met you at Jeff Phillips' gig downstairs in Toorak.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Where for people that... 99.999% of people don't know Jeff Phillips.
No.
Despite the fact he won a Logie.
Yeah.
For Best New Talent in 1978. He used to host a talent show on TV, but he was a guy who ran a comedy gig, and he had like a... He was sort of always very well dressed and very well spoken.
Very suave, wasn't he? Yeah.
And he'd always say, hi, David, how are you? And he always put his arm around your wife or girlfriend.
Yeah.
Put his arm on their lower back. And then he'd go, hey, Jeff, how are you going? Yes, mate. And anyway, I reckon I saw you do stand-up, because I remember thinking, yeah, that stand-up's so good that some of it must be stolen.
Yeah, I remember.
I think it was you said that.
Well, yeah, then when I got to do your Wednesday wacky segment, that was sort of my first big...
Nova!
Big break on Nova when it was Husey, Kate and Dave. And I remember you saying to me, if it's a compliment, that Husey said, yeah, he's got some good jokes, they must be stolen.
Yeah. And the one I remember is that you're talking about drinking poison, and you said to your girlfriend, you'll probably drink diet poison.
Yeah. Well, I got accused online of stealing that off Husey. Because they just, so what I did was I sent the segment from your show to him, and so this is back when I cared what people thought of me. Okay, well, explain this. Why is Husey letting me do it on his show sitting next to him?
Yeah. What did we do on Wednesday Wacky? What did we do on that segment?
It was just sort of, it was the equivalent of, you know, like when, you know, Rove, Letterman and all that, you have a stand-up spot, because we didn't really have that in Australia. It was sort of good, because you just would bring
stand-ups on the radio.
Yeah,
oh, we did too.
So it was like a three-minute spot.
That's right.
That was great.
Oh, you've got a good memory. Well, see, the thing about radio is I
somehow crammed a seven-minute set into a three-minute spot.
Yeah, well, we all do that. And boy, haven't you... So what year did you start? You must have started...
It was 2004 I went in Raw Comedy. Yeah. So I was about 24 or 5 when
I started. Age when I started too. Mm. But you quickly... I've interviewed Thornton before on this and Seagate. You were part of those guys.
Yeah, we started the same.
And Monty...
Tom Segan and I did it our first gig on the same night. And I thought, oh, he's been doing it a while, and he thought the same about me.
Oh, really?
We sort of became friends out of that. Yeah.
It's interesting because you kind of, for want of a better word, you're from working class backgrounds.
Yeah.
So you're from Sale and he's from
Wodonga. They sort of, yeah.
Well, you know, his dad's a dentist. I bet you your dad wasn't a dentist.
No, my dad's a technician, worked on the oil rigs. It's funny when I've gone to Tom's house and met his friends. It is like a bizarro Seinfeld episode where his friends are all the same as mine. They're just a bit nuttier.
Oh, yeah.
A bit looser.
Yeah, Aubrey Wodonga up there, they are a bit looser up there. I don't know why.
I don't know what it is.
Maybe because it's hotter.
Yeah, that'd be it.
Because now you get... I mean, I know you tour the country with your live shows, and that's all based on videos on Facebook, isn't it? Is that right?
Yeah, basically, yeah. I'm essentially making a living now because of Facebook, me and Mark Zuckerberg.
Because you don't get any money from it. YouTube don't pay you much anyway.
YouTube give you money, but it's just the luck of the draw. My videos, for some reason, go much better on Facebook than YouTube.
I think Facebook's just bigger.
Yeah, and I said... a lot more, it's a lot broader, I think. You know, you've got every family's on there sort of thing.
Well, YouTube... I read this thing in the paper that Facebook is the one social media that's broken through into the burbs in the country.
Right,
whereas Twitter, for example, is only mainly people in the media or sort of really interested in the media.
Right.
Whereas Facebook, over 60% of people have got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I essentially, and it's great for me because I would say 70% of people coming to my live shows at the moment don't realise I've done stand-up, and they think I'm just having a crack at it because I've got success from the videos.
Yeah, but you're actually a very good stand-up.
So it's
wow,
it's
he's really good at
it's so
I think you're a normal YouTuber comic who's never done stand-up.
Yeah, and then they just put together a live show, but it's a good position to be in because it's stand-up, especially the show I've been doing, is just second nature to me.
That show
in particular anyway.
Well, once the pilot...
So long.
Well, once the pilot kicks in now, it's all going to happen. Who knows what ones will get up though? Who knows?
Unfortunately, I'll be burning all my stand up in the TV show, so it's basically going to cancel it out.
Write some more.
Yeah.
Troy, well, we've got to get down and go to this launch, so we'll
get
down there and ask some questions. I think Angela Bishop's interviewing us.
Yeah, Angela Bishop's got the hard questions ready.
Now we should plug your pilot's on Thursday night, is it?
Wednesday night. Nice try.
Trying to sabotage from the sidelines.
9 PM. I'm following The Bachelor.
So hey, but that's good.
I'll get some dregs from The Bachelor.
Hey, man, yeah, I'm following The Living Room.
We should.
On Friday night. I'm like the Muppets used to be on Friday night. Now I've spoken to the football expert Dave Hughes, and he said that, mate, Essendon are playing Port Adelaide. No one's going to watch that. So hopefully, anyway.
Wednesday night. Yeah, I should be alright.
Yeah, they're all good. Okay, we're here at Pilot Week. Keep listening.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to a very special event for Network 10 and for the Australian television industry. As you know, this Sunday, August 19, signals the start of Pilot Week. 7 nights of new, original domestic content on 10. For the first time on Australian television, we will show the pilot episodes of 8 locally produced programs in just 1 week. It's unique, innovative, and very much 10. After the shows go to air, we look at a range of measures to determine how viewers have responded to the shows and if they want more of them. This evening, we're going to give you guys a sneak peek at the shows in Pilot Week. Funny man Dave O'Neill opens the doors to his crazy life in our new half-hour narrative comedy, aptly titled, and he thought long and hard about this, Dave. As Dave juggles his stand-up comedy career with bringing up 2 kids, he's attacked by dim sims, forgets to pick up those kids, and takes a punch from Brendan Favola at the school fete. And this is all in just 1 episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for one of the legends of Australian comedy. He's a hero. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dave O'Neill!
Oh, what's going on?
School, Dad. I'm hungry.
Oh, yeah, what about that Brendan Favola, though? Oh, they say he's in shape. He's in shape, all right. It's just a round one, you know? Oh, that joke normally kills.
Hey, Dave, Brendan's from this club. We love him, mate.
Talk about the pot calling the kettle fat.
And that's his mum.
You bastard. Don't come hanging shit on my son's club.
Great to see you, Dave. Great to see you. Yes, I am wearing the same shirt.
I was just going
to
say.
Branding, or I'm too poor. But I love the way we're all sitting down the front. It's like being back at school, and Rove and Peggy are like the school captains, and I'm like the guy's going to win the most improved award. So anyway, it's great to be
You've
here.
You've invited us into your world.
Yes.
How true to life is it? How much of it is...
Very true. I did a football club where I insulted an AFL player, and his mum was there, and they threw dim sims at me. So it wasn't Brendan Favola, it was Lance Whitnall, or Lance Schnitzel, as Brendan Favola calls him, but Brendan played with him, so I was too scared to ring up the actual Lance Whitnall, because he's a big guy, so I rang up Fev instead, and he said, I'll do it for $2,000 cash. I said, no worries, you're on, so that's how it worked.
And hence the same shirt tonight.
Exactly.
So tell me, you made this yourself. This is a real passion project for you.
Yeah. So, I mean, the thing is, I've been on, a lot of people will recognise me from, like, Spicks and Specs. I've been on 53 times, whatever, and... It's still on every night. My mum watches it and she goes, you're on again. It's Katie Lang, mum. It's not me. So, seriously.
She's got a constant craving.
Yeah, there's only a constant, more like KFC Lang when you look at me. But anyway, I've got a constant craving right now. But anyway, so I've been on a lot of TV shows, but I always wanted to do my own show. And so I thought, why don't I just make it myself and stuff? And that's what I did. Because at this stage of my career, I do get asked to be on a lot of shows, but they're often based around my weight. And, for example, I got asked to be on Celebrity Fat Camp. I don't know if you remember that one, but and the pitch to me was we take 8 celebrities to a remote bush location and you've got to fight for your food. So it's like a cross between The Biggest Loser and Survivor, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I said, I'd love to do that. I'd love the kids to turn on the TV and see me wrestling Magna to the ground for the last chicken wing. That'd be awesome. So these are the sort of shows I was getting offered, so I thought I'll just make my own.
And can we learn any life lessons from Dave?
Oh, no, just it's work-life balance stuff. It's just, you know, try and remember to pick up your kids is a good one, which I often forget.
Sure.
So everything in Dave has actually happened to me. I mean, I haven't been punched
by a footballer yet, but I've got close, that's for sure.
And it's only days away, certainly.
Who knows? It could happen. It could happen tomorrow. I'm doing a footy club on the weekend. It could happen at any time.
And the concept of pilot week, was this something that excited you?
I was so excited. I think it's a great idea. I don't know why they haven't done before. I know the ABC have done similar things and the BBC have done a similar thing overseas. But, yeah, it's so exciting. And all the shows I've seen so far have been awesome. So I'm a little bit worried. I was like, Kyle, this will be easy. And then they're all so funny. So it's great.
Well, we love it. Thank you for showing us a bit of your world tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, please thank Dave O'Neill.
I'm here at the launch of Pilot Week with Stuart Dolman, who's part of Skit Happens. How are you, Stuart?
G'day, how's it going?
Yeah, we're standing in the disabled toilet, which is not a great place, but sort of the only quiet place around here.
Yeah, it's busy and bustling. Everyone's networking out there.
You should be into it, mate. Kyle's here. I think it's Kyle. Kyle Sandlin's has turned up because he's got a show called Trial by Kyle. He had a bodyguard.
Really?
Yeah, he had a bodyguard, apparently.
Wow.
Anyway, I've just got you. So, okay. anyway, your show looks funny.
Yeah, Skit Happens is fun. Like, a week of filming. Got a couple of sketches up. School, a lot of really good people on the show, so yeah.
Because people don't know, Stuart, of course, was part of Fancy Boy, which is a great sketch show on the ABC.
Yeah.
Last year or the year before, sometime.
A couple of years, came out 2015, I think.
Oh, whoa, really?
2015, 2016. No, okay. December 2015, yeah.
And so this one, we just saw some sketches. It's a classic sketch show.
Yeah.
Looks good. And you've got a, you're telling me you've got a, because you're South African.
Yes.
But you can't, when you speak, sometimes I can hear it.
Yeah, look, it depends. It comes back like every now and then. You know,
I love it.
Yeah, like give them free, you know, a couple of brews with some South Africans, it'll come back like that.
Yeah, you sound like a really brutal, so I can't, look, you know, I always think of District 9.
Yeah, there's a couple, because there's Afrikaans, which is like, how's it, guys? I'm Afrikaans, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, right.
then there's more kind of, hey guys, we really need to clean up the car park, otherwise we need our family to move out.
I love it. Yeah, because I did Josh Earle's podcast with you, didn't I?
Yeah, that was so much fun.
Yeah, that was fun. We established that you were a child star in South Africa.
Yeah, I did a couple of shows called X Attitude and Yo TV.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. How old were you when you did those?
11, 12.
Oh, yeah, right.
It was like totally wild, but like in South Africa.
Yeah, sure thing. And you've been back, you told that story of going back and doing one gig.
Yeah, it was brutal. I was brought onto the stage as Stuart Dolphin.
This guy's moved away.
Did they do
that one?
Yeah.
He's moved away.
Yeah, he's come back to see his family. Very excited to see him, because if there's one thing white South Africans hate more than still living in South Africa, that's white South Africans that have left, gone to Australia, come back and see their family for 3 weeks, and then they go back to Australia.
Yeah, they don't like that, do
so,
they?
So he's doing comedy in Australia, and everyone's like, ooh. Well, on the stage, Stuart Dolphin. Brutal.
That is a great story.
Brutal.
Your show actually is the first one off the cab rank, isn't it?
Yep.
Which is good.
Yeah, Sunday, August 19th.
Yeah, that's
really good.
That's really good, because that'll probably get the highest ratings.
I hope so.
Well, the ones they
Well, you know, the Dave.
Dave show, Fridays. I'm on Friday.
Friday, whoa. 8:30.
Yeah, after the living room.
Woo! Now we're talking.
The old Muppet show slot, mate. The old, what else was on a Friday? I can't remember. Football, normally.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But anyway, look, we get what we get. We can't get upset.
No.
That's just the way it goes. No. How many performers? There are some very funny performers. There's Heath Franklin.
Yep, Heath Franklin, Josh Glantz.
Oh, I met his mum the other day. Is he here?
No, he's in Edinburgh right now.
Oh, I did a Jewish school, and his mum's a teacher there.
Oh, there you go.
My brother works at the same school as a tech.
Okay.
And she said, you must know my son. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've never met him, so...
Yeah.
But anyway.
No, he's in Edinburgh doing selling out shows. And then Neil Kohaka.
I know Neil. Giving a lift home.
Yep. And then...
Give him a lift.
Jenna. Oh, yeah. Jenna Owen.
I don't think I've lift. Given you a lift. Have I given you a lift?
No. You've never given me a lift. No.
I've given Neil a lift.
Yep. Neil. Yep. And he's... and then James McGovern, Vita Carboni, and Jenna Owen.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Who was the one in the Conway show?
Jenna Owen.
Oh, she's hilarious.
She's so funny.
I mean, the Conway show, people don't remember, was a very short-lived...
Yep.
Tonight's show on the ABC 2.
Yep, and then Chen show. And then,
Chen. Yeah, but I thought she was a standout. I thought she was hilarious.
Yeah, she's very, very, very funny.
She's very funny. All right, well, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, can't wait.
We're looking forward to it. It may not win. I think Dave's going to win. Is it a competition?
Behave, Dave, behave.
All right, let's just flush the toilet. And, like, we're... okay, you can come in now. It's all good. What a time! What a play! What showbiz, Stuart? Showbiz.
Oh man, we have made it. Listen, Hollywood, California.
Go and network. Go and talk to someone. No, anyone.
No, I don't know.
All right, about to walk into a toilet with
disgraceful
Ben Dastyari.
Oh my god! You went in a dark
disabled toilet you could have been.
Well, this is, you know, Sam Dastiari. I called you Ben Dastiari.
Can I start by saying, like, so we just watched 8 different kind of pilot reels.
And you're in one of them.
I'm in one, you're in one. We both fucked up, right? So Kyle had covered the tit market, right?
Kyle was the funniest one.
We should have gone for the cock market. Right? Yeah. So we're just kind of like tits were done, right? He had tits covered.
Well,
right?
His show seemed very funny.
Yeah, the thing about Kyle, and look, I mean, obviously I'm mad at Kyle, so I'm probably biased. But
and you go on his show.
Yeah, Kyle genuinely does not give a shit, right?
Nah.
Like, you know how, okay, most of us.
We want to do well.
Yeah, but also too, right? A lot of people have this mentality, especially, I mean, you're obviously a professional comedian, I'm a former politician, where you know deep down, I shouldn't care what they think of me on social media.
Yeah.
I shouldn't care what they say in the comments section. I shouldn't care what they say on Twitter or Facebook or whatever. But deep down, most of us actually care.
Yeah, we care.
Because it's human.
Yeah.
You want to be loved. Right? You don't want to be hated.
No.
Kyle has this ability, and this is what makes him, you know, it's a Sydney shock jock thing. I think Alan Jones and Ray Hadley are the same. It's what makes them so successful. They actually don't care what people
And would they about. Read the things anyway? Would Kyle read the things?
He washes over. I mean, again, Kyle's probably the highest paid, then the highest paid person in radio in the country. So that, I think it sure makes it a bit easier.
Look, enough about Kyle.
Yeah,
about what Kyle. About you, Sam? You're doing a show.
I'm doing a show.
And it looked funny. It's a panel show.
Well, thank you. Well, it's not really a comedy, but I've got to say, show. It feels very weird being in a toilet with you with a sign that says Woolloomooloo.
Oh, Woolloomooloo. That's where we are.
Oh, Woolloomooloo. Okay,
that's
wow. Cool. English is my second language.
You're Sydney, aren't you?
I am Sydney. I live a few blocks away. But yeah, Woolloomooloo. So there's a picture of a wool, a loo, a moo, and then a loo.
Pretty good.
Is this like you've got a pickup routine? Yeah. You just get guys in fucking disabled toilets and you just lock it. You lock the door, by the way. I noticed.
I haven't locked the door.
Can I just say I'm flattered, maybe even a little curious?
No, yeah, it's cool. No, I'm just
joking. No, no. So look, we made a very different show.
Yeah.
And I think you're on my path. This whole thing was completely different. So our initial idea was I was going to make an underground show. Right?
Yeah, just like for...
For Facebook.
Facebook, man.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And then we got really lucky and I spoke to 10 and then ended up being this thing and we ended up falling into Pilot Week. Because the other idea was meant to be that this whole idea of disgrace, so I was going to make like an adult children's book
about
disgrace with like cartoons.
Yeah.
And you know who was going to be the cartoonist?
No, who?
Tommy Daslow.
Oh, from the Dum Dum.
From the Dum Dum.
He's a great cartoonist.
He is. And then I kind of got lazy.
You've been on their podcast.
Yeah, look, I love them. Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, that's my... I think that is probably the overlap of my world and your world. Is those
yes,
guys.
Those guys.
I think... Can I say? They are the world's greatest podcasters.
They are.
And the world's shittest stand-up comedians.
Oh, come on.
Like, they're so lucky that they felt like... You know, there's a saying, I think it's the Harvard Business Model, which says, what is the core thing you're really good at?
Oh, yeah, right.
So they think they're really good at stand-up. Shit is stand up. They are so good at podcasting. Their podcast is incredibly good.
Yeah, yeah, and it's popular. It's popular.
It's amazing. Oh, I don't
it's
know
more popular than this one I'm doing in a disabled toilet with you.
Yeah, that's right.
So you're on, what night are you on, Sam?
Sunday night, 8:30.
It's going to be
so
cool,
we're first.
Man.
Thank you. Love you.
It'll be awesome. All right, shall we leave?
Let's go.
All right, get out of the toilet. You're a former politician.
Says that to all the boys.
We weren't doing anything there. Pilot Week. Now I'm driving back from the airport. It's 12:30 at night. I've flown back. There's no one with me. I can't ask my questions to anyone. I've been in a toilet with Sam Dastiari. I've been in a hotel room with Troy Kinney. I've been in a car with Harley Breen and Stuart Dolman. Had a chat in the toilet. The toilet was like my office. I was like Fonzie for a minute there. Anyway, it's all exciting. I'll ask myself the questions. What went well tonight? Well, basically, we had to get up on stage with Angela Bishop and be interviewed by her. And I was wearing the same shirt that I wear in my show. And they showed a clip of the show. Then I got up in my same shirt. It's just a red check shirt. And everyone went... That got the biggest laugh for me. What didn't go well? Some of my jokes. I tried to be funny because I thought, there's a big crowd here. Let's just, you know... I may have slipped into some stand-up. No, we'll win okay. But it was weird. We all sat down on seats. They said, you're part of the talent. You've got to sit down in the seats. So I was sitting next to the lawyer from... Oh, she's on the Trial by Kyle show. She's a barrister from... Maybe the Housewives of Sydney? She's from some show. The Bachelor? Oh, she's a bachelorette, she said. I sit next to her. On my other side was Rove, who I know because he's a former Melbourne comedian. Then next to him was Sam Dastiari... Harley Breen. We like lined up at school. And I got up and I said, this is like lining up, sitting in a school assembly. It was like sitting in a school assembly. And then you get called up on stage and Angela would interview. Anyway, when any organisational hazards have got in the way. Oh, look, they played a clip of my show, Dave, and I would prefer them to play the trailer, which, have a look, I'll put it in the notes of this podcast. It's actually, it's a good summation of the show, and it's funny, it's quick, it's funny, sums up the show, you see everyone who's in it, there's, you know, Dilruk, friend of the show, Glenn Robbins, Sherilyn Hickey, friend of the show, Dave Thornton, friend of the show, Dave Tolkey, friend of the show. Anyway, look, there's a lot of people in it. Emily Tahini. Have a look. It's it's on Facebook. It's going bananas. How can we do better next time? I'll have the event in Melbourne, probably, so I don't have to go to Sydney. Anyway, it's up to me to choose a song. This is exciting. Well, you know what I'm going to do? The Dave Show, which is on Friday the 24th of August. Tune in 8:30. And if you can't see it then, watch it on 10 Play, please. Because they're going on the reaction of people and put some comments. Don't say, this is fucking shit. Don't get it on Twitter and say, I fucking lasted 3 minutes. Please don't do that. All right? Because I'll be at home watching the show with my kids and wife. Please don't make me cry. All right? And I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to look at social media. Cut to me glued to it. Oh my God, they're hating my shit. No, okay. And I'll see you again for the debrief. I'm just alone in my car. It's a bit weird. I don't want to be seen talking into the microphone. I wonder if you get pulled over for this. Anyway, here's some rocket science. Tune into the Dave Show. Have a look. All right. I'm not going to mention it ever again. Maybe.